USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no end in sight to coronavirus relief talks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Republicans and Democrats still can't agree on a stimulus package and haven't met since Friday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin telling CNBC the president would like
to do a payroll tax cut, so he'll go back to Congress when he wins the election and ask Congress to have this money forgiven and have the Social Security Trust Fund fully topped up so that in no way does this impact Social Security.
The rate of inflation is picking up slightly. Inflation rose 0.6% in July. That's 1% higher compared to July of last month. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are appearing for the first time as the likely Democratic candidate for president and vice president. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Police are searching for a suspect after a shooting at a hospital in Louisiana this morning. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A shooting at a hospital in Shreveport, Louisiana still has police on scene looking for the suspect, 41-year-old Taniel Cole, who they say has already shot and injured one person at St. Mary's Medical Center.
Uber says it will likely shut down its service in California if it's forced to classify its drivers as employees.
We comply by the laws. But if the judge and the court finds that we're not and they don't give us a stay to get to November, then we'll have to essentially shut down Uber until November.
Uber CEO Daria Khosrowshahi on MSNBC, he argues that the government should create a third way of classifying employees. A California court ruled Uber and Lyft must classify their drivers as full-time employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Seattle Police Chief Carmen Beth says she is resigning due to a lack of respect for officers and in the wake of the city council enacting budget cuts to the city's police department. Beth will be stepping down in September. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton reacts to the news.
If you see police chiefs retiring or you see police officers retiring early, if you see liberals cutting police budgets by defunding police, or just the general disrespect for the police, you're going to see more of what we saw in Chicago the other night. Anarchists and rioters in the street, destroying property, risking lives. Unfortunately, we've seen that in so many cities all around the country this summer, whether it's Washington, New York, Chicago, Portland, Seattle. One consistent thing we've seen, though, is all these liberal mayors and governors think that they can reason with these rioters and these insurrectionists. But in the end, it's not enough because they want more and more and more. They demand that the police be defunded, and they demand that they continue to pull back from our cities. And if that happens, all you get is more violence and more crime, and the victims are innocent citizens.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1939 when The Wizard of Oz, starring Judy Garland, makes its world premiere in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. The beloved characters and familiar plot points were from a book that came out in 1900. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.